right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Archive. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all have been having a good day today, and for the past 2 weeks, I had a bit of a hiatus last week as I went home to New Jersey for the weekend and catch up with friends and family and all that good stuff. But now I'm back here in cloudy Medford today. It's supposed to rain later tonight, but that's beside the point. So this week I fortunately have some tracks for my semi-recurring new music segment. Unfortunately, not all of them are exceedingly fresh. Some of them are kind of semi-new, but it's all within the past month or so. And seeing as I haven't been able to make it on here as much as I would have liked to for the past couple of weeks, I figure that will be good enough. So this first track is by a band whose debut album from last year I enjoyed quite a bit, and they have a new album coming out in August, and I'm very excited for it, and this was the first single to be released from that album, and the band is called Idols. Here we go.
Goes and it goes.
All right, that was Idols and all of their noisy, angry glory. The track is called Colossus, and it is indeed a Colossus. I believe it's the longest track they've ever done to date. It's 5 minutes 39 seconds, which is pretty long considering on their debut album from last year, Brutalism, I don't think any tracks passed the 4-minute mark. So a big step forward for Idols in terms of making a track with a more progressive kind of structure, I guess. But yeah, I love how long they draw out that build up at the beginning. They just hang out on that one chord and kind of hammer it into the listener's brain, much in the way that Swans have been doing for their recent albums and actually most of their career, to be honest. But yeah, that reminded me a lot of them, which is obviously no bad thing, seeing how much I like Swans. But like I said, that track, Colossus, is the first single for Idols' upcoming album, which is coming out at the end of August, I believe, and the album is called Joy as an Act of Resistance, which I think is a pretty cool album title. Certainly fits the band pretty well. There has also been a second single to come out from the album called Danny Nedelko, which is also a fantastic track. It's more Idols doing what they've been known to do on their past album, kind of 3-minute mark, short and sweet, but pretty political lyrics. The frontman, Joe Talbot, I believe his name is, said that song, Danny Nedelko, is about how much he loves immigrants. So that's a pretty interesting take. Also, it's worth mentioning the band is called Idols, spelled I-D-L-E-S, in case you want to look at them up. It's not Idols like Billy Idol, the other kind. So anyway, moving along to more newer tracks. These next two that I have are both in the rap kind of hip-hop genre, and much to my surprise and happiness, they were both already clean. Who would have thought you could find not one but two new hip-hop songs with no profanity that you have to censor out yourself? So that made me quite a happy boy, and this first track is from the new project between Kanye West and Kid Cudi called Kids See Ghosts.
Right back in the felt trap, then when on the soul that can hear me holla. I'm caught in the gas, see I'm all strapped, and I can't move, and I'm singing low. Heaven gonna hit me cause I feel the world weighing on me, heavy trying to keep it steady. Ready for the mission, God, shine your love on me, save me, please. Put the world alone, let me go for so long, ain't nobody you can hear a word. Perched in the night, looking out nowhere, where it's all money, hitting nerve. Pain in my eyes, and in time I find, I'm stronger than I ever was. If we could again, God, shine your love on me. Save me, please.
Whoa, stay strong. Whoa, stay strong. Whoa, set me up. Whoa, stay strong. Everybody want world peace, till your niece get shot in the dome piece. Then you're going by your own peace, hoping it'll help you find your own peace. Bring light to what they don't see. Auntie crying on the concrete, talking to dispatcher, then the phone beep. On the other line with the homies, told her that you ain't coming home, see. When she heard the news, I heard her bone deep. Caught with the rifle with the long reach, just another cycle of the lonely. All growing up in the environment, we're doing crime, no requirement. They send us off to prison for retirement. Hopefully Alex Johnson will inspire me.
Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Both sides lose somebody. Somebody dies, somebody go to jail. Light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Shine your light on me, save me, please. Shine your light on me.
I don't know, dude. I just drink blood, dude.
Kill somebody. Jump.
All you with your pain, what we become strange. Tied up with four legs, I helped on the way. Who will help you fall? It's just all so frail. So long since we failed, still don't know we failed. Go for the most here, stay cause it gets strange. Went there to shed years, left there in lead chains. Been there since next year, scarred us to death chair. Scared us to restless, skull full of house guests.
Temporarily going back to the first track that you heard there, like I said, that was from the new Kids See Ghosts project. That is a duo between Kanye West and Kid Cudi. Their self-titled debut album, Kids See Ghosts, just came out on June 8th, I believe. And that was the final track from that album, the first track that you heard just there, called Cudi Montage. So I'm guessing Kid Cudi had more to say on that track than Kanye West did. But yeah, I think that's a beautiful kind of emotionally dense closer to the album, which, like Kanye's recent producing sprees, has been only like 23 minutes long. So also keeping that short and sweet. And it's worth noting that that track, Cudi Montage, is built around a sample from a Kurt Cobain song that was released on one of his home recordings that was released on the new soundtrack, or documentary soundtrack, I guess you could call it, Montage of Heck, which just came out last year, I believe. So yeah, it's pretty cool seeing what Kanye can do with something so far out of his typical style, I guess, in terms of producing. But yeah, that project was great. Yeah, highly recommend it. Some of the tracks I'm still warming up to a little bit, only one or two of them, but overall, great album. Highly recommend checking it out if you're into that kind of thing. And then the track that you just heard was by none other than Death Grips, and that is from their newest album, Year of the Snitch, which just came out this past Friday on June 22nd, and the track is called The Fear. As usual, Death Grips was hitting listeners with all sorts of weird experimental hip-hop kind of stuff. Really unusual vocal approaches, really unusual beat production. I heard somebody describe that track as a guy yelling over a Scooby-Doo chase scene musical sequence, which actually sounds pretty accurate and pretty funny when you think of it that way. But yeah, just really bizarre stuff. The cover art to that album is pretty unsettling. It's a bunch of mouth, like open mouths sticking through some kind of plastic surface. I don't know. It's a lot to take in, I guess we could put it that way. But yeah, new Death Grips album. It was pretty decent, kind of somewhat along the same lines as their newest album before this, Bottomless Pit, which came out last year in 2017. Although this one seems to be more electronic, I guess, and less guitar based. Some of the previous musical projects that their drummer, Zach Hill, has been involved in kind of found themselves creeping into Bottomless Pit. So there were a lot more kind of not guitar based, but songs that included guitars than this one. And this album, Year of the Snitch, is more on the electronic side. But if you know Death Grips, you know what to expect, if you can expect anything. Like, I guess you should expect to not know what is going to be coming your way when you listen to one of their albums, and that was definitely the case for this one, and this track in particular, The Fear, from Year of the Snitch 2018, Death Grips. So that track had kind of a weird, almost jazzy vibe with that Scooby-Doo chase scene sample, whatever, wherever that came from. And this next track also kind of has an unusual jazzy harmony that it's built on, and there isn't too much similar aside from that, but that's enough of a segue for me. This next track is by Dirty Projectors.
Wasn't too
right, and that track was by the Dirty Projectors, and it comes from their, I believe it's their debut album from 2003 called The Glad Fact, and that track is called Naked We Made It. That's one of those tracks that appears so frequently on my shows that I found via my Spotify Discover weekly playlist. I had heard of Dirty Projectors for a long time, but I think I had heard only some of their newer, more highly produced albums, studio polished than their debut album. And I think the one after that is also pretty along the same vein. But yeah, this album was just really interesting. I can't really say I've heard much like it at all before. It's kind of like lo-fi indie jazz or something. It isn't really jazz. I don't know. I can't really put my finger on where some of these harmonies are coming from. It's pretty unique, and I have trouble kind of comparing it to anything else. But yeah, I really like the lo-fi, very self-produced kind of aesthetic that I got from that project. The songs are all pretty interesting. He talks about some unusual, he makes some unusual imagery in the lyrics. He talks about finches a lot. I think finches are mentioned in four or five tracks, as from what I understand, they're mentioned in most of his tracks throughout his career, even his newer songs from newer albums. And there's also a song on the album where he mentions very dramatically that, and we drank a 2-liter of Orange Crush, which I found pretty amusing. It kind of sounds anachronistic in a way, although there's no reason why that song would have come from a time before Orange Crush was invented. I don't know. That record is kind of perplexing to me. I have a hard time kind of figuring it out, but I love it. And I love that song in particular. Some of the vocal harmonies sound really shaky and kind of off pitch, but they're obviously intentionally off pitch. And there's some nice chromaticism that satisfies the music theory nerd in me. So yeah, that's going to wrap up the first half of my show today. In case you tuned in late and you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, your host for The Archive, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and it's time for our mid-hourly PSA.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
All right, I thought it would go without saying, but if your bones sound like a rusty 50-year-old industrial machine when you're waving goodbye to somebody or tossing your friend a pencil or picking up the phone, you should probably go get that checked out and make sure you're getting enough exercise, and every little thing counts. If you just walk for 30 minutes a day, like they said, it will do you a world of good 20 years down the line, or even now. And also it's very enjoyable and relaxing. But anyway, back to the tunes. This is actually pretty similar to the last track in that I had heard of this band, but I hadn't heard anything by them, and I'd been meaning to check them out for a long time, and this track found its way on one of my Spotify auto-generated playlists, and I'm very happy that it did find its way onto that playlist, because it's a fantastic track. and this is by the band XTC. Here we go. That one was by XTC, and it comes from their third album, Drums and Wires, from 1979. And the track, of course, is Making Plans for Nigel. XTC definitely falls into that new wave post-punk kind of thing that was pretty big in the late 70s. And I like to think of them as the British Talking Heads, because they sound a lot like them, especially on some of their other tracks from that album. This one in particular sounds kind of different from most of the other tracks on the album, but this was the big hit, and this was the track that got my attention first. So that earned it a spot on my show here. But the whole album is great. Highly recommend you check it out if you're a Talking Heads fan or if you're a fan of anything that sounds kind of like that. Really catchy song, really great melodies. Really can't find too many flaws about it. Moving on, this next track is one that I discovered from Jeff Buckley's secret career as a Christian shoegaze artist. And of course, that isn't actually the case, but it might as well be, because this is by Lift to Experience.
Thank you.
All right, that track was by Lift to Experience, and it is from their 2001 album, their only album, The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads, and the track is called Falling from Cloud Nine. I actually don't remember where online I read about this album, but I think I saw somebody mention that their singer sounds a lot like Jeff Buckley, which certainly piqued my interest. So I decided to check them out, and after I found the album, I was about to listen to it, and then I saw the absolutely atrocious album artwork, and that almost scared me away, but fortunately I was strong, and I persevered through it, and I managed to get around it, and I'm so happy that I did, because it's a fantastic album. It's kind of everything that I hoped it would be, because I definitely like me some shoegaze, and I think Jeff Buckley had one of the best voices. He was one of the best singers to do it, and this is kind of a happy medium in between the two. But that artwork, they definitely needed to get a better graphic designer. For entertainment purposes, I recommend you check this out, this album out, not only to listen to it, but just to look at the cover. It's Lift to Experience, The Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. Which, while I'm at it, I will mention that this is kind of a concept album about Jerusalem actually being in Texas, seeing as the band is from Texas, and it's pretty interesting. And this is definitely the closest thing to Christian rock that I have so thoroughly enjoyed. So that's worth pointing out, too. But speaking of enjoyment, I'd have to say if I had to pick a favorite track from between my last show and now, it would certainly be this next one. I've played tracks from the band Red House Painters before, and I've played tracks from their next incarnation, Sun Kill Moon, but now this track is from the newest solo project from the mastermind behind both of those bands, Mr. Mark Kozelek.
He's tired of the studio environment. He's tired of the tour schedule regimen. He's planning for his early retirement. He's gonna buy another house and get another renter to pay him rent. He's gonna buy another house and get another renter to pay him rent. He's living by the ocean and his lungs are full of mold. He's gonna take a break at his mountain house in the gold rush town. I was dancing around in my backyard with my weed whacker. I was dancing around in my backyard with my goggles on and my weed whacker. I was dancing around with no shirt on and my weed whacker. On my acre of land, just me and myself and I and my weed whacker. Walked into town, a guy at the coffee shop had a broken arm. I said, how'd you do that? He said, too much dancing. I said, never a better way to break your arm. I said, I almost broke my arm today too. He said, yeah, how's that? I said, weed whacking. He said, yeah, man, your face is pretty red and your arms are all scratched. I said, are my eyes going bad or does it smell like someone went camping? He said, man, you seem confused, like you might need a little bit of napping. I said, yeah, who's that in the background on the radio rapping? He said, they're called Sun Kill Moon, the album is common as light and love. Red Valleys of Blood, you probably never heard of them. And by the way, it's not the radio, it's Spotify. And he said, what's wrong? You look like you're gonna cry. He said, what's wrong? You look like you're gonna cry. No, I'm alright, but that's right, I never heard of them. Are they black or are they white? He said, the singer is white, but he's not sure about the rest of them. He said, man, you look confused, can you count to nostrils are full of cypress trees. He's back by the ocean where his face almost looks like he's about to sneeze. He hears a Geary Rabbit transit bus going by from his window. He sees the Cliff House sign. He walks alone down Point Lobos Avenue, San Francisco, California, 94121. Where is he going? I don't know, neither do you. Where he's going? I don't know, and neither do you. Actually, none of us really know nothing about nothing. There's a dog named Sally, there's a dog named Sally Muffin. Did it once meet Kermit Ruffins? Did my friend's grandma make good oyster stuffing? When somebody tries to act like they know a lot about something, chances are they're probably talking about a whole lot of nothing. When somebody tries to tell you that they know a lot about something, they're probably talking a whole lot of nothing. Emma Reed and Steinbeck's The Moon Is Dancing. Here's somebody else in my skin. Walking around, did I once stand and watch the Cliff House burn to the ground? Did I once make an album called Down? Colorful Hill, we paid in dollars or pounds. Somebody hurry up and write the answer down. We split up $20,000, I believe, not pounds. And that made us the coolest guys in town. Emma singing. Or am I talking? What's your opinion? Did you ever hear a guy named Phil in from Thin Lizzy sing a song named Sarah? Well, if you did, you had to be crying. If you didn't cry, you're probably lying. We don't see eye to eye, and if we don't, then let's meet the halfway line. I'll do the fishing, you do the frying. What's important is that we all keep trying, so we don't go hurting each other. Accept our differences, find understanding, and never stop trying. Hey, did you see the breaking news? Are we smart or are we fools? My backyard, there's a swimming pool that's never used. Hey, there's a guy walking down the avenue. Pretty sure he's been through a lot. He always looks deep in thought. He always looks mildly distraught. I wanna talk to him, but I think I ought not. I'm projecting he's hurting, but I don't know nothing about nothing. Maybe he's just walking to get a tea and a muffin. Maybe he's meditating. Maybe he's contemplating. Maybe the end of the road, someone is waiting for him. A lot to be grateful for. At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure I got a lot of help along the way. Sure, I could use this verse to drop a couple of names, but to me, you all supported me all the same. I don't forget who inspired me along the way. Turn on the news, somebody's hijacking, somebody's terrorist attacking, somebody's hijacking a plane, an actor died and is no longer acting. I was dreaming last night that I was in a shoe store and they sold suitcases too, but the one I liked was too heavy. I said, hey, you got any socks? They said, yeah, they're up there on the shelf and they're a very good value. Then I woke up to the ladies above me yakking, like the Golden Girls, like hens in the hen house squawking. They don't pause at all, it's non-stop, talk, talk, talking. I went up there and asked them please to keep it down. I was kind and politely told them I'd like to sleep a few more hours. So they said, hey, you're the one who kept us up all night with your rap, and who do you think you are anyway, LL Cool J? They were right, who the f- I'm just a guy making music for Spotify. The ceiling is thin, it's always been. It is what it is, and it's beautiful to be alive, to hear the buses going by, to see the raccoons crossing the street from the park at night. And now it's time to get packing, but not for any kayaking, and not for any backpacking, not for any FedEx tracking, not for any safe cracking, not for any thumbtacking, not for any haystacking, not for any carjacking. I'm packing to go do some weed whacking. Pretty soon I'll be dancing around in my backyard with my weed whacker. Dancing around in my backyard with my weed whacker. Dancing around in my backyard with my weed whacker.
All right. That one was by Mark Kozelek from his new self-titled album, which just came out at the end of April, I believe. And the track is called Weed Whacker. I had heard this album shortly after it came out, and it sounded good, but I didn't really pay too much attention to it. And then this past weekend, when I was coming home on the train down to New York, I listened to this album and I really focused on the lyrics and just stared out the window for an hour and a half while the album went by. And it was quite an experience. His lyricism is really extremely commendable, and he talks about, his vocal delivery style is really unique. It's really rambly, and he just says anything and everything that's on his mind in that particular moment. So yeah, he's been doing that for his past couple of albums with Sun Kil Moon, but this is a solo album, and actually the situation under which it was recorded is also pretty interesting. He recorded most of this album by himself in hotel rooms while he was on tour with Sun Kil Moon. And the album actually ends with him writing the last song on his last night of the tour. And he's kind of writing the song to his girlfriend saying, like, oh, I'm taking flight whatever number home from New Orleans to San Francisco, and I'm going to see you in a few hours. And I don't know, it was just a really nice experience listening to this, just staring mindlessly out the window. Also, in this song, I love how he's at the store and this guy is playing something on Spotify, and Mark asks him, like, oh, who's that playing? And he says, oh, it's some band called Sun Kil Moon. You've probably never heard of them. And he kind of plays along and says, no, you're right, I never heard of them. But in reality, that's his band. So I don't know. This album has a number of kind of funny instances of, like, people kind of recognizing him, even though he isn't incredibly famous. But yeah, definitely check this album out if you're a fan of anything that Mark Kozelek has been doing for the past almost 30 years. Wow. Anyway, on a bit of a lighter note, I have two more tracks. That's not a lighter note, but at least this first track is a bit lighter, and it is by Angel Olsen. Still be having some sweet memories. This art's All right, that track was by Angel Olsen, like I said, and it is from her newest album, My Woman, from 2016. The track is called Shut Up, Kiss Me. I believe it was the lead single for the album. Definitely has a single kind of feel to it. It reminds me a lot of the Pixies. I could definitely see Black Francis having written that and singing it. So props to Angel Olsen for making a song that's so good and with such an addictingly catchy chorus. The rest of that album is also fantastic. It kind of ends with a couple of longer tracks that hit like the 7 minute mark, and they're pretty grandiose, not grandiose, but they're, I guess, something special. And I'm looking forward to whatever she does next. I only discovered her recently, but that album has been very enjoyable to me. And that's going to just about wrap up my show today. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. I hope you have a good rest of the week. You can catch me back here on the archive Sunday at 4 p.m. Also, make sure you stay tuned for What's Happening, which is coming up in just a few minutes with DJ Aaron. He told me that he has 3 or 4 guests coming in today, so that should be something interesting. And I'm sure they're all going to do a fantastic job, but I'm going to leave it there. Thanks again, and you've been listening to DJ EJ on the archive at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have one more track for you. It is from the newest project by Julian Baker, and here it is. Have a good one. Somebody's gonna help me. What's this fabric?